Hi, my name is Jeremy Luther. I'm an art director with This Land Press. I am, in addition to helping out with the design and layout of each issue and basically everything else that the editorial staff and everybody else throws at us, I am also helping with hiring artists and providing graphics for the magazine as well as illustrating myself. Probably the thing that I would say is easiest to recognize, my contribution that's easiest to recognize would be that I work on most of the covers.
Is there a cover that stands out to you as your favorite or one you particularly liked the process of making?
Actually, it's really hard to say. One of the great things about working at This Land is that I really get a lot of creative freedom to just go completely crazy with it. So I have a couple of them that I'm a real big fan of. We did a story on the winemaker Charles Smith, and with that one I was able to just totally get rid of the big title This Land on the front, and we just replaced the whole front with just a bottle of wine that we put our label on. Another one, A Stitch in Time, was in January, and that was about a Holocaust survivor who also happened to be a tailor. So we were able to get some fabric and cut it up and do kind of a portrait in fabric. Also for the Vice issue, I think it was, the homicide, genocide, suicide issue, we got Dustin, one of our sales guys, to donate his chest, and I did some digital tattooing. My personal favorite would probably be the Oklahoma City edition. It was a straight-up illustration done digitally, and to describe it, it's kind of a bright blue cover with white type, and you see a big cloudy sky, and then down towards the bottom it turns dark like smoke and fire, and from the clouds you see kind of a silhouette of a man emerging. This one was, you know, the whole illustration, the whole cover concept was kind of a merging of concepts. We had a story about the City of God, Elohim City, that supposedly had contacts with some of the suspects involved. And then so it combined the normal idea of, you know, God as big, bright, booming voice from the clouds with the idea of the missing man, which was another story, this elusive, possible third person involved in the bombing, and that's what the silhouette was for. And usually that's how we go about kind of combining a lot of things into one composition for the cover.